Hey guys, before we get started with this week's episode, I wanted to mention the Riffs for Gifts, which is Shane from Rock Paper Podcast. He's putting on a show at Pops that's a Toys for Tots kind of thing. It's going to be on November 24th. It starts at 6:30. There's going to be a ton of local bands and everything like that. So if you could check that out, it'd be great. It'll be $10 for general admission, but if you bring a toy, it'll be $5. It's for a great cause. Please check it out. And on with the show! Is that still a thing that happens?
I am still Daniel.
And I'm Liz.
I'm Ian. Hello.
We're here for the, what we're calling the season finale of Good Morning Space America, season one. We did it, guys.
Yay! So, yeah.
I'm not the host.
No, Daniel is not the host, but
Daniel's
he is here today.
Us. Yeah.
Actually, he's always here whenever we record. But he is on mic officially today.
Yeah. Usually I'm just shouting in the background. And then later on, trying to cut out my own shadow.
Yes.
How does that turn out for you?
Most of the time, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm very good at what I do.
I know you are. You are. Well, we were hoping we're going to have some questions, comments, and whatnot from you all, the listeners.
From our very large and very wide audience.
Yes.
But no one reached out to us, so I guess that means we're doing everything correct, and you don't have any complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no questions. Everything is answered on mic as we go. We're very good at our jobs.
So you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm sure is a very highly rated podcast.
So many ratings.
So we want to take a little break. But
Yes.
Yeah, we've been running this format for a few months. And before that, we had the different format. But even from all those various formats, we feel like things are getting a little stale. We want to keep it fresh.
Fresh.
So
it's a fresh sound.
Yeah. That is a very fresh sound. So what do you guys think? You guys got any ideas? I know that there has been some ruminating at certain ends of this table, pondering on the other end.
I like the idea of us trying to reach out to more podcast creators, local or non-local, and having more guests that way and utilizing the wealth of people we follow on social media. Because I'm in a podcast group on Facebook and everyone likes jumping on other people's shows and talking about their stuff. So I feel like that'd be fun to utilize that ability.
Do you have any, I want to say targets? That doesn't feel right.
Wait, no. James, I'm coming after you.
I was going to say, yeah, James.
James and Aaron would be fun. One or both at the same time. Doesn't matter.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
And they do, what podcast do they do?
They do Unabashedly Obsessed.
That's right, they do.
And they actually just started being part of, what is it called, a Real Play podcast. A lot of times people do D&D and things like that, but there's this new one that is out called a role-playing Real Play podcast, and it's called Kids on Bikes.
Yeah, cool. I see that on their Twitters.
Yeah, so
is
now,
that a game, Kids on Bikes?
It's a new game, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if it's even fully out to the universe yet, but got like an early copy, and I've only listened to a little bit so far because I'm really behind on all of my podcasts currently, but it's super cool, and I'm digging it, and I feel like that follows our little nerdy aspect to our show.
Yeah. I think they also both would be very good guests to have on. I think they'd be
fun. They seem like they have experience.
Yeah, a little bit.
They've done this before.
Yeah. Are there any other people that you'd like to get in touch with?
There's a whole list. Like, literally, I could be like, hey, guys, we're looking to host some guests. Oh.
guest some people, I think, is the technical term.
I think, yeah, no, that makes sense to me.
And then people could just be like, oh, me. So, you know, there's a couple names in that group that I feel like pop up regularly, especially just being Facebook friends with both James and Aaron, that it could be easy to snag them.
You know what we should do?
We should, I don't know. What should we do?
We should have a Dick of the Week, Good Morning Space America crossover where we talk about a sci-fi romance story.
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually, Duchess is super into alien romance novels, and so that would actually be really fun.
I'm in. Let's do it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
Liz, I agree.
It's one that you've had for a while that we were like, yeah, we'll figure it out
eventually.
We never did, but we will.
Yeah. So now we just need to figure out how to interview people.
Yeah. Do you think they'll want to come on our podcast?
Oh, I think so. Especially if they get to talk about their shows.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming on our show. Could you fill an hour of our time by just talking about your show? Do your show, but on our show.
Yeah. I don't see any issues with that.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a surefire way to, who cares? it's a good idea. And there's a few local podcasts that we kind of follow on Twitter and Instagram that I'm sure that we could do crossover.
Yeah, it's like we had Shane on our show, but maybe one of you can hop onto his show.
Do we have any other ideas for season two?
Well, I think it's not a dramatic change, but one of the things that I'd mentioned was doing a local review portion.
Oh, yes.
For local creators, whether it's writers or musicians, because one of the issues that we kind of ran into with scheduling was trying to get musicians and folks actually in the studio.
Because other people are busy.
Right. We still want to promote local stuff. And so if we have a dedicated review, you know, like this week in St. Louis music or whatever, we talk about so-and-so who released an album, or, you know, if it, like for Ink and Drink, if there's like something that they have going on, we can talk about books or volumes that were released or anything like that. So that way we continue to get that content, continue to promote local stuff, because I know that's a big part of our mission.
It is.
As well.
It is. And there's a lot of writers, especially in St. Louis, comic book writers. And, you know, we both know plenty of musicians that we don't always have to get them in here to kind of point in their direction.
Exactly.
Say, these people are doing cool stuff. And maybe that'll maybe that will encourage other podcasts to do the exact same thing. Copy off of us for once.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Because we are trendsetters.
Yeah. Pa-chow! That is the trendsetting sound.
Daniel, do you have anything?
Kind of just more of the same.
Awesome.
Well, I like our skits, so
like more of that.
I would like to do more of those more often. Also, new host, and also.
Okay, bye.
I think you mean okay, bye.
Yeah, you're gonna have to create all new inside jokes. So fuck off.
Other kinds of content, which is not specific to the podcast, but just kind of small video type stuff related to our show and stuff that we can put online that promotes the show. Because one thing that I've been struggling with since we started the network is like how to point via Instagram to a podcast.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff there. I'm working on ideas. I'm ruminating on.
That seems very connected to the classes you take at grad school.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. So stuff like that.
And then, I mean, obviously we need to start working on season two of Space America.
Oh, maybe we should talk about that next.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Segue.
So that is one of the reasons why we are taking a break from Good Morning Space America. We need to start working on season two of regular Space America. You guys got that figured out?
Nope.
I know we have notes. One day we were supposed to be finishing up season one, and we ended up just like for an hour brainstorming season two.
Oh, yeah.
So we have notes.
I've got a lot of notes in my phone, too. A little bit of a spoiler. I'm just going to throw it out here. I'm just going to say Moon Society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ian doesn't even know.
I don't.
Liz knows.
I can guess.
Moon Society.
Moon Pie.
There are other ideas, I swear.
I've seen them.
Season two is going to be bonkers.
Season two is going to be even harder to make funny, I feel, than season one.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love it.
But yeah, season two is going to be kind of batshit. It's going to be kind of, if I have a lot of the ideas that I have rolling around come to fruition, it's going to be really difficult to make into a podcast and not want to see it live.
That makes sense.
That's always a struggle.
Yeah.
Season two of Space America is going to happen.
Yeah.
We will be writing it.
Soon.
Or I think Liz and I are going to write most of it while she's writing a book and you are away.
That sounds
foggy like London town.
Excellent plan.
Yeah, we're going to
There's no way we won't be productive.
No way. We got it. I mean, it's only like 350 pages of script.
Yes.
What are some, I know it's just kind of springing this on you guys, but what are some things that you would like to see in season two?
I still really just want to see like side quest adventures of Paz. Him just finding all the things.
You want to go back to Paz? Interesting.
Of course
I
do.
Yeah, you got a weird, really weird crush on Paz.
I have such a character crush on Paz.
I want to see like the culmination of Mary.
Yeah.
I want to see what the rest of that character arc is like.
Because we just opened a big old door.
Yeah. you know, she hasn't done anything that's like terribly dark. I mean, like in grand scheme of things, like for villains, like super villains, like we haven't, you know, the Canadian filled that role in season one, but at least right now, you know, that's kind of Mary in season two, from what I remember anyway. Like we kind of have it set up that way, and it might not turn out to be that way, but I would be interested to see, because she always had control. She always felt like she was in control of everything.
Right.
And I would be curious to see how she reacts when things do not go her way. You know, once she's like got the ball rolling, you know, I imagine she probably feeling pretty great right now. Right.
Like on top she's of Space America.
Yeah.
All covered in cheese.
Covered in cheese.
Exactly.
Anyway, I would be curious to see where her character goes. And I also want to see how Ace sticks around, if he, you know, gets up to his normal shenanigans or, you know, whatever he's like. I don't know.
Ace was the character that I think surprised all of us how much we ended up loving him. Like when we created him to where he ended up. Like,
yeah.
He initially was just like this side whatever guy who ended up being a really big deal.
He's like a filler character. Yeah. Like when we came up with him, I feel like in my mind, he was a character that just we needed to have a supporting role, supporting character, like the gadget man, basically. Like it was like, all right, so that's what he's going to be.
Right.
And then he took over this whole other thing.
Yeah. And I chalk a lot of that up to how what Adam brought to the role.
And then that's what it's like for writing a lot of characters is that, you know, you kind of have a general idea and then we often just let the actor take it in whatever direction they want. And then we kind of pivot and adjust as we write based on what they give us.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, one of the most fun parts about doing things like this.
So I Mary's where Mary leads is my biggest question and what I am most excited to see.
Those are going to have to be some interesting and fun and probably infuriating conversations in the writing room.
I'm sure.
And it's
gonna
be
great. Always are.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Well, and it's gonna be big.
Yeah.
If I have my way, it's gonna be real big.
I mean, I just feel like it's just the way we ended season one.
Yeah.
It just is building to bigger. Anything less would be a disservice to our fine audience members.
Mm-hmm. Of which there are many.
There are many. We know.
Well, I'm hoping I would like to see more of Earth. I'm interested because I feel like that was a shortcoming in season one, definitely, because we had such a focused story.
Yeah.
It put us on a narrow path. I would kind of like to see what the rest of the world is like. Was the entire world changed because of Space America launching? And if so, how did that change? Did the other side of the world just kind of be like, well, that place is fucked, so we'll just keep evolving as we had intended, or, you know.
Well, that's one of the things that we had talked about in the very beginning. Yeah. We had a map of how America had changed.
Yeah.
And you're right, because the story was so focused on these characters, we didn't get a chance to explore
literally the rest of the world.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the fucking Middle Sea.
Yeah.
You know, like,
what's going on up there? Canoeing, I hope.
Probably.
Sounds nice.
But yeah, I mean, what is going on in Europe and Asia and like everything, you know, Africa? That's because it's such a huge, there's a fucking crater.
Yeah.
A huge, huge crater. Like, I imagine that just like most of the ocean just like poured into that.
Yeah. So everything else is really dry.
Yeah. Everything else is really dry and like mountainous.
Yeah.
You know, that is fascinating to think about because we focus so much on the parts of America that were now covered in water because of that. You know, Middle Sea. But it is interesting to think that there's probably areas that lost a whole lot of their water.
Right.
Because of that.
By launching, the United States kind of fixed global warming, you know?
That is, those are words.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
Don't think about it. Just agree. Mm. All right.
Science. Fiction.
So those are all some good ideas that we're gonna do all of them,
and they've been recorded so we can come back and listen to them when we inevitably forget.
Definitely.
I'm mostly thinking about myself.
So we're doing Space America.
Yeah.
We got anything else going on, Ian, specifically?
So Jane the Ripper, we have a table read scheduled for next month and episode 4 is mostly written. I've started episode 5. So we'll see how the plan is to go through the first 3 episodes at the table read. We will see how that goes and see what kind of how the actors kind of change the characters and things like that. But the plan is to, you know, once we have that table read, if we can, I would like to get as much recorded ahead of time, obviously, and then be able to release them, have a little bit more of a relaxed time producing and releasing them. So we'll see. I do plan on actually doing some writing while I'm on vacation. So if we can get...
Workaholic over here.
I know, right? Brittany and I are actually getting together tomorrow night to talk more and see about, like, timeline-wise what we want to do in terms of getting everything released. But I know that we've, like, things have steadily gotten pushed back just between, you know, life and other projects and stuff. So I do want to get...
Gotta live it, man.
I know. I do want to get back to making this more of a priority and everything. So,
well, hopefully. You've got a couple weeks until you start Space America. And then, again, like I said, you are done with Jane the Ripper.
Right. So.
Well, I'm excited.
Get that squared away. And we're still planning on doing some recording before the end of the year, correct? On that?
I don't know if we will be able to or not. I know.
Awkward.
Wow, I just suddenly I don't see Jane the Ripper on the Calamity Cast schedule.
Oh, wow.
In 2019 at all. I'm looking. I don't know.
You're just scrolling up and down Google.
I'm looking, schedule. I don't know. I don't see it.
Schedule.google.com. / Calamity Cast.
So you just finished season 1 of
Black Lodge,
correct?
Yes, which you guys are all cut up on, I'm sure. Listen to every episode.
Everyone.
You don't even need to watch.
What
is that show that's based on? I don't know. Twin Peaks. There we go. So yeah, all 8. We've done 8. And you've listened to every single one.
I said I've listened to every single.
And you don't even need to watch the show because we do such a good job of recapping. You know exactly what's going on, right, Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ian?
Yeah.
I like it.
Is there anything on the horizon for Love and Lust?
So we, Love and Lust season 1 finished as of 2 days ago. So Wednesday the 14th was episode 12.
So binge that shit now.
Yeah.
Boom.
I love it. I know I'm biased, but...
How do you think it turned out?
Good. And actually, like, we have... Again, we don't pay attention to comments and reviews and things on the internet, except when people comment on our social media posts. And we actually, like, people I wasn't expecting to, like, get into it. Like, every week I get yelled at when I post because we have cliffhangers. And they're like, we need it now. I'm like, I do wish we were able to like post weekly, but that also would make it go way too fast, I feel
right,
like.
Right, yeah. Well, the story-based podcast, then we ran into that with a beginner's guide about wanting to get the story out, but wanting it to kind of stretch on a little bit longer.
Yeah. So.
Do you want to shout anybody out? Like, who were you surprised by?
Well,
I know Jay Wine loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I that makes me happy. James, not unabashedly obsessed James, but other James, I was shocked how into it he got, and that made me very happy. And then...
So happy you remembered his name.
Yeah.
Other James.
Other James.
He's sitting there listening to this, unsubscribe.
Yep.
But James Wilcox, which is at James_librarian. And then a girl who went to college with me, like, has gotten super into it, which I was like, oh, hey, I guess my bombarding people on Facebook to listen to my show sometimes works.
Two listeners.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, at least.
So I enjoy getting to interact with people about the show on social media. That's fun. The thing that most surprised me about Love and Lust season 1 was how much I ended up really liking the character Mark, which is John Venegoni's character.
Yeah, he made that character way more likable and hilarious than as written.
We initially wrote him as just like, he was supposed to be kind of that douchey bro, gym bro, like you just roll your eyes at and you're like, why is Jack such good friends with him? I don't get it. And John Venegoni definitely brought a lovable side to Mark that I was like, it actually, I mean, Stephanie ended up completely rewriting some parts of her scripts because
shut!
Of
and he's the lead in season 2, correct?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. We haven't
I don't know why not.
So
you got a hit on your hands.
Love and Lust, we plan on doing a different genre of romance for each season. So.
No, yeah, totally. You should do that. but with that character being the lead.
Yeah. Victorian era Mark. I say.
Sci-fi, make him a cyborg.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But he's still that guy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I want writing credit for that season.
That entire season?
Yeah. For saying those 8 words.
Do you guys have a plan for, do you know which genre you're going to delve into for season 2?
No.
Okay.
We've joked semi-seriously that we're literally going to pick out of a hat.
Like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Put genres that we are, we're not going to put things in there that we have absolutely no interest in writing, but put ones that we are interested in. And maybe
tax reform.
And maybe ask if any of our listeners have a specific genre that they might be interested in and pick from a hat.
I would say Western. But I just started playing Red Dead Redemption.
Westerns are weird, I've noticed, in terms of romance novels, because typically the amount of women is lacking. And so
I was just gonna say gender bent Western.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Should do that.
So a lot of times it's like one woman and a bunch of men. Have you guys ever seen Paint Your Wagon?
No.
It's
is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
Gross.
Just jizzing all over a wagon. It is time consuming.
So yeah, we'll see.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like the hat thing, but yeah. Do my idea instead.
Okay.
Just think Mark in a Western.
That would be adorable and hilarious.
Yes, I agree.
And then John having... Ladies and gentlemen, I just hit puberty.
You're just so excited about the idea of Mark in a Western.
Make him wear a hat when we record.
For no reason.
Make him wear the cowboy hat.
Oh, my. Oh,
make him wear the hat.
Oh, God.
With John's long hair, he would look so cute as a cowboy.
Yeah, I know. Make him wear the hat.
All right.
Or, no, I got another one. Okay, because we watch a lot of competitive baking shows.
Yeah.
That, but in a romance form.
Yeah.
It's like behind the scenes, but some of the show or some of the podcast takes place like on set and... You know, during filming and everything.
Two rival bakers.
Yeah. On the show.
Fall in love.
Fuck. Oh, fall in love. They fall in love. Thought we were on the same page, Ian.
Well, you were the second step. I
was step two of a two-step process.
You were step two of the two-step process.
Oh, my God.
But you know, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes you jump the gun.
Yeah.
a little prematurely.
Right. Well,
back to jizz.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be writing Space America, so that's all I got.
Daniel.
What else is
this? You see Adam on the regular. Do we have any?
Don't remind me.
Do we have any updates on
Chewy Creepies?
No.
Of course not.
I think that if it is going to happen, someone's going to have to take over.
Mm. No, thank you.
Nah.
I've considered it.
Oh, God.
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Adam is having trouble with actually sitting down and starting a thing.
Yeah.
He wants to make it the best version of itself
the
ahead
first
of time.
Time.
And I'm
you can't do that.
I know. It's like, not until you get something on the page are you going to see where it needs to go and what you need to change. Like, just
and
write
even
that
then,
first
sometimes.
Episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think Bill's working on something.
Bill, yeah, he's sent me a couple good ideas. I'm like, let's see him.
Yeah.
Do them. They're good ideas. But he's a busy man. He's got a real job.
And a child.
And is, you know what? I'm not even going to count that as an excuse. We all got kids, right, guys?
Nope.
You've seen him, though.
I have seen
children.
Okay, yeah. Bill's got a couple of good ideas. Adam has got the sweet, creepiest thing that I think that he should run with. But he is, I mean, we are expanding Black Lodge a little bit, too. So, and we do more writing on that show than originally anticipated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every episode's got a scripted cold open. So, yeah, he does a lot of writing on the show. And then I write pages and pages of notes. And then we do a fake ad in the show. So we script that, which is fun. But you guys
knew this.
Because you listen to every episode, right?
All the time.
So it's really for the new listeners on Good Morning Space America that didn't know that I have this other show.
Right, yes.
Right, and I'm
exactly.
telling them how exciting it would be.
Yeah,
so, Sweet Creepies is on the shelf for now.
Okay.
It's gone for now, but not forgotten. For now.
For now.
Part of me also, and it's so stupid, but part of me wants to go back and write a Baron Von Wasteland miniseries.
Yes.
I don't have any ideas other than that, but
that's a great premise.
I feel like that's a really solid premise.
Yeah.
That was you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, with the Russian
Hello.
Accent.
Yeah.
Or Baron Von Wasteland crosses the multiverse and hangs out with President Dick Lazier.
Yeah.
I kind of think that that should happen maybe next summer.
Baron Von Wasteland and Dick Lazier as a buddy cop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're doing this right now because he's a private eye, and Baron von Wasteland is, as we all know, is Baron von Wasteland, yeah. And he needs no introduction. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
We can do this.
Yeah.
We can write this in the summer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Winter 2020. I like that we've got a schedule now.
Cool.
One thing I've been wanting to do, like as an in between season thing for Love and Lust, is kind of have people submit sexy short stories or poems or whatever, and they can either record it themselves or we can have like our voice actors record it and like not do full on acting the way that we would for the seasons, but like dramatic readings of like people's things.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
You should do, I like poems and then, or like, and like keep it to like a one page story. Or maybe not like a complete story, but
6-point font though.
That's really tiny.
Yeah. That's a good idea, Liz.
Yes.
Yeah.
I fully support that and would love to read as Lord Narrator.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Oh, I want to act.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. They should write short stories.
As DJ!
As Baron von Wasteland.
And then I touched your boobies. It was awesome.
Honka honka. But I figure, you know, like people can be serious about it or write like goofy things like that. Like a mix.
Oh no, they can write it seriously as they want. No, I would play it that way though.
That's all part of the creative process. They need to understand this when they submit.
So I think I'm gonna start
do that.
Figuring out that process.
That'd be great.
I'll submit. Oh, anything else? We got anything else? Well, I think we are finished here for season one of Good Morning Space America.
I think we are.
Best episode yet.
Crushed it. No editing needed.
Nope.
Well, guys, it's been real.
It has been real.
Check out our backlog and listen to our other shows.
Please visit CalamityCast.com for all of our other content. Check out our TeePublic store, TeePublic.com, and search CalamityCast Network, all one word.
Find us on Facebook.
Find us on Facebook at CalamityCast. We are at CalamityCast on Twitter, CalamityCast Network on Instagram. Love and Lust has those things too, but I don't know them off the top of my head.
LNL Smutcast.
Tight.
Dope.
On across the board, everything.
Across the board. That's it. See you next year.
Good night, Space America.
Good night and good luck, Space America.
There we go. That's it. The money ending.
Wow. You really followed that up.
Yeah, it was. It was.
You can cut that part.
Yeah.
Nope. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
This has been a Calamity Cast production. For more content, visit CalamityCast.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.